This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Ben Roethlisberger's on a new diet that's supposed to be stricter than Tom Brady's. But experts say it will be the Steelers that'll be starving for a win. Welcome to the Steelers Update Podcast from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. Call it a final tune-up for Ben Roethlisberger's final season. Reports surfaced this week that Roethlisberger is on a new and very strict diet. The eating plan comes as the 18-year Steelers veteran QB is said to be highly motivated to get into tip-top shape in order to prove all those carping critics wrong. In fact, they're saying Big Ben's diet is even stricter than Father Time reversing food plan that Tom Brady's on. And we know the skinny on Brady. That 43-year-old, fueled by his secret smoothies, went down to Tampa Bay and brought home his 7th Super Bowl trophy. This single-handedly equaled the Steelers franchise hall of coveted Lombardis. No wonder Big Ben is plucking a page out of Brady's playbook and his cookbook. But before Roethlisberger becomes the next Richard Simmons, some of this sounds like Steelers fans are being fed a whole lot of hype. Heck, the aromas wafting from Roethlisberger's kitchen smell less like kale and more like the last gasp, desperate attempts of a past-his-prime middle-aged man trying to put some of the spilled sand back into the hourglass. Besides, it's not like we didn't all see Big Ben at the Steelers minicamp last month. And well, you know, Roethlisberger looked the same as ever. There were all the usual lumps underneath his number 7 jersey. Still, Roethlisberger has improved his physique from a couple of seasons ago when a bearded Big Ben looked to be the picture of paunch. Meanwhile, Roethlisberger should probably be concerned with another look. That's the glaring pre-snap tell some opponents supposedly spotted on film every time Roethlisberger was lined up in the shotgun preparing to fire off a pass. Big Ben's sloppy footwork predicted the play time and again. Add this to the growing list of things new offensive coordinator Matt Canada must clean up in Big Ben's game. With rookie running back Najee Harris now in the Steelers' backfield, Ben needs to go under center and do a whole lot more run-pass option to make this 2021 Steelers attack go. In fact, Ben should be moving in the pocket a lot more this season than he did in the last several seasons combined. Back then, Big Ben had his own hand-picked offensive coordinator who allowed Roethlisberger to grow way too comfortable in the shotgun. The Steelers became all too predictable in the process. All of this must change for the Steelers to have a chance this season. Viewed in this light, the new Roethlisberger diet could be all about the aging 6'5", 240-pound quarterback lightening up so he can move around more and make good in this newfangled Matt Canada offense. In Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger fans like the fact Big Ben is staying hungry and drawing sustenance from the sizable chip on his shoulder. Chief among the Ben backers is former head coach Bill Cowher, who's about to enter the Hall of Fame. Cowher had high praise for Big Ben's competitive fires. The flames lit in Roethlisberger's stomach aren't hunger pangs. Instead, Big Ben has developed a big appetite to prove all of his many critics wrong. Eat that, Mike Tannenbaum, who just predicted Roethlisberger would be riding the Steelers bench by midseason. we break down all of the delicious reaction to word Roethlisberger is trying to reduce in order to increase the Steelers' chances of success in 2021. Some say it's a miracle diet that will fuel the Steelers' Super Bowl run this season. Others are waving away this unpalatable heaping pile of hype, insisting that nothing Roethlisberger eats or doesn't eat will keep the Steelers from starving for wins in 2021. It's all here in your Steelers Update podcast. Hey, and be sure to check out my Penn Live column first thing Thursday. We're going to have some hilarious memes on this new diet that Ben's on, this meal plan. Because here's the bottom line. Instead of dining on a seventh Lombardi, all a svelte Big Ben can do is chomp on celery. That's what the critics say. But is a playoff run permanently off the menu for him in Pittsburgh? Well, now let's go and get right to it and go after the real reason behind this new Big Ben diet. Let's do a deeper dive on the actual diet as reported by Pro Football Talk and emanating from the reporting of Ryan Burr, who dished up these tidbits about Roethlisberger on Twitter. Quote, Ben Camp says biggest concern is weight loss. He has been so driven since the season ended. Source said his diet is stricter than Tom Brady. That last part was a bit too much to stomach for Pro Football Talk, which countered with this. Maybe it's as strict, it's harder to imagine it being even stricter than the TB12 method. Roethlisberger's camp also said he's in the best shape of his life and that Roethlisberger hears everything in terms of the chorus of national criticism that's been raining down on him. Quote from Burr, Ben will never mention the beating he's taken in the media, but says from a dedication standpoint has never seen anything from Ben close to this in the past. Source said Ben is obsessed with diet and workouts, unquote. Now for the Pro Football Talk take on all this Big Ben diet talk. Quote, 99% of the players in the league will say that in mid-July about being in top shape. And if Ben truly hears everything, he hasn't done much about it in past years. Roethlisberger admitted a couple of years ago to Phil Sims that the quarterback doesn't throw many footballs in the offseason. Less than 2 months later, Roethlisberger's season ended with an elbow injury. Last year, reports routinely surfaced regarding a problem with his knees, even though he never appeared on the injury report with a knee problem. Ben has carried plenty of weight for plenty of snaps over plenty of games during plenty of seasons. Losing weight will put his joints under less stress in 2021. Still, there's a chance that at the age of 39, his body will begin or continue breaking down. He's apparently determined to try to turn back the clock, but it could be too late for Ben to flip a new offseason leaf. With so much turnover on the offensive line, he'll need to be more nimble than he's been. At some point, he'll get hit. Given all the hits he's taken since 2004, there's always a chance that the next hit will be the last hit of his career. Hey, some sobering talk on all the euphoric Big Ben diet talk from Pro Football Talk with NBC Sports. Now, you go back to the original reporting by Ryan Burr, whose tweets started all this, and if you believe him, that means Ben's fuel right now is that national media criticism. No one has been harsher on Roethlisberger than former NFL general manager Mike Tannenbaum, who said this on ESPN. Quote, he's had a great career. It's over. They're paying Ben Roethlisberger for what he used to do, not what he's going to do in the future. And those three other quarterbacks in the AFC North are getting better. He's getting older. And that's a big problem for the Steelers long term. In fact, Tannenbaum said Roethlisberger is, quote, going to be bad, and he expects him to, quote, be benched by the middle of the season, unquote. Hey, that's Tannenbaum's view of the disaster awaiting Big Ben and the Steelers in 2021. But another guy who knows a little something about football has his own view, and that's Big Ben's first NFL coach. He knows a few things and is about to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame. And Bill Cowher says, don't count out Ben Roethlisberger and do not dismiss the growing chip on Big Ben's shoulder, even as the rest of Roethlisberger's body shrinks with his new diet. Here now is Bill Cowher on Big Ben and what makes the quarterback named after a clock tick. Quote, consistently, year in and year out, he's a great competitor. I'm sure he's just thriving right now on the fact that everyone thinks that he's done, that the Steelers are done. I used to always say to people, the greatest thing in sports is to do something nobody thinks you can do. And I think right now, Ben is just thriving on that. And he can't wait to get out there, probably chomping at the bit to prove it. I would be very surprised if he didn't have a great year this year. Hey, he's a Hall of Fame player. First ballot, no question about it. He's won 2 Super Bowls, and he's been to 3. But yet he continues to play the game with great passion, and I think you'll see that this year. Great encouraging words from Bill Cowher, and we cannot dismiss them. Hey, and let's hope, Steelers fans, let's hope Bill is right. Otherwise, we're all going to be hungry should the Steelers' 2021 season turn into a famine when it comes to wins. That kind of diet never goes down well in pigskin crazy Pittsburgh. But whatever happens, hey, we're going to follow it here on your Steelers Update podcast from Penn Live. Each episode is new and fresh every Wednesday afternoon wherever you download your favorite podcasts and audio. And of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for your real-time Steelers news.